coming up on the Open Source Podcast with Tony Motley, photographer and branding expert Sean Lee.
I don't talk about brand. I talk about doing the work. The one thing that I hate about this word brand is that people make stuff up, right? It becomes inauthentic. And so they believe that they have to make this reputation or they have to create this image of themselves, when really the image that should be created of you is the work that you actually do. And so my brand is built around taking care of the client.
Sean Lee is the head of diversity for the photography industry. These photos have been exhibited in extraordinary places around the globe, such as London's West End. Artist, photographer, and entrepreneur Sean Lee, welcome to Open Source.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
What would you say is your style? I mean, your style has been described as energetic. What does that mean?
I'm a high energy individual. So let me say this. I really, really love people. And I think that comes through and comes across in my work in photography. And so I love portraiture. And so as I engage people, the same level of energy that I engage people with is the type of energy I think that comes across in my photography, right? So, for example, a high school senior who runs track will capture that senior exploding off the line, right? Mouth wide open, sweat flying everywhere. And I have a commercial style that I think is really, really captivating and really exudes the personality of the people that I photograph.
Now, you're the head of diversity for the photography industry. What does that mean and what does that entail? What does that involve with you?
Well, that's a very, very broad statement. I would say yes, I kind of lead diversity. So for the last 6 years, and I've been very, very frank about this, in the last 6 years, I've been kind of leading the charge and getting people of color involved in professional photography. In other words, being able to make a living and create business with the craft of photography and getting people certified, getting people education, making sure we surround them with a community of professionals that can help folk if they really want to make a living doing photography, people of color, that we have a network of people that can actually help them to do that. Since I've started, there have been four photographers that have opened up their own studios and gone full-time as photographers. We've had photographers that have photographed for professional sporting teams. We've had photographers get major contracts with companies and corporations and all of those types of things. And so I kind of help lead the charge and kind of am the big brother of people who really want to do this. And we surround them and wrap our arms around them and make sure they have what they need to be successful.
And so what are some of the barriers and challenges that you're trying to help these folks overcome?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you right now, especially for people of color, the one thing that I find we don't value as much, especially in the artistic range, is we don't value the education. And so some of the biggest hurdles that we have had to overcome is getting people to invest in themselves and actually become professionals. The hardest thing I've ever done in my life was actually spend money to invest in my own education. But once I did, you couldn't turn the spigot off. I was so glad that I did. And so getting people to see the value of education and investing in your own craft and becoming a professional is probably the biggest hurdle, right? And then secondly, above that, is getting people to open up doors for us so that we can walk through them and start to plant our feet and plant roots in certain places and create business.
I want to go back to the idea of education and what have you, what has it done for you? What have you gained from that experience?
Oh my goodness. Education. You have to be, when I started out, we talk about Detroit going through bankruptcy. And right before that, I started out and there was nobody would hire me. Right. So the photography industry has been white. It's been white for 150 years. And I don't say that as angrily. That's just the truth. Because I serve with a lot of of my Caucasian brothers and sisters, right? It's been white for 150 years. And so when I look at business, right, people who get business on a professional level were not people who looked like me, right? We didn't dwell in those circles of people who had budget and could spend thousands of dollars on prints to put on their walls. And so the problem that I came into play with was I needed to be good, but not only did I need to be good, I needed to be educated, and I needed to be at a level with my counterparts, with my Caucasian counterparts, where people respected what I did at a level of education that they also had. So I had to get that, and I had to be probably 10, 12, 13, 14 times better to be respected and to start to enter into that realm and enter into those circles of business. It did amazing things for me, especially as a man of color.
Now, you've also done a TED Talk, and tell me how you got involved in that, and what was your talk about?
Oh, man. So first of all, I'm director of photography for TEDx Detroit, an absolutely amazing organization. We do about 5,000 people every year in Detroit, in the Detroit area, with TED Talks. And so being director of photography has allowed me to build my own team and all of that stuff. But with all of the work that I do, all of the nonprofit work that I do and the mentoring that I do with our organization and with our conference, Charlie Wolberg, who was the curator of TEDx Detroit, thought that it'd be a great idea for me to do a talk on the give back. I'm a Detroiter. Detroit, Michigan for life. I'm born and raised, live in Detroit, and I love my city. And so we partner with several entities to give back. So not only am I a photographer, we give back to the community. And so that is what my TED Talk was about, was using the artful craft of photography in order to benefit society. And it was called Becoming More Than Just a Photographer. That's what my TED Talk was about.
And so how does photography give back to society? How's that work?
So I have a conference called the Rock That Photography Conference and Trade Show. It's called Rock That because I say rock that all the time. It's my term for making life happen. And so how does photography give back? I don't know if it's just photography. I think it's people who give back. I just happen to be a photographer. And so I said, well, since this is what I do, this is my passion. It is my career. It's what I love. How do I combine that with the city that I love and the people that I love, which are Detroiters, and make something significant happen and bring and collide my worlds together? And so what we did at my conference, man, was I make it a point to give back to community. And so we partner with the Neighborhood Service Organization every year. And while we're downtown doing photo walks, we have a group of volunteers that go and we raise money, and we do a catered brunch for all of the residents of the NSO Bell Building, which are those that are homeless and in transition. And we cater brunch for them. We did care packs for the Tumani Center, which is their crisis center. And so we did catered lunch for about 200 folk. And did care packs, about 300 care packs for the Tumani Center, socks and all of the stuff that they needed. And we do it every year as a part of our photography conference, as a way to give back. We just believe in investing in people, because you never know where you may end up. I also believe in the success of our youth. And so we have middle schoolers and high schoolers come to our conference for free. And so we have the best talent of color in the world come to Detroit for 3 days of photography instruction. And we have our middle schoolers and high schoolers who are interested in art and interested in photography. We fit their bill for them to be there for 3 days of top-notch instruction with some of the best in the world. And so I know I'm talking a lot, but man, I love talking about this stuff. And so to give you an idea of when I say best in the world, we've had Terrell Lloyd there. Terrell Lloyd is the only African-American lead photographer in the National Football League, and he is the head photographer for the San Francisco 49ers. Terrell Lloyd comes and speaks for us every year. Terry White, who is a Detroiter himself but now lives in Georgia, is the worldwide design and photography evangelist for Adobe Systems. He travels worldwide and is a black man. He comes every year and teaches. We have Audrey Woolard, who is the only black woman speaking on world stages, sponsored by Nikon and sponsored by Profoto, right? She comes every year and speaks for us. And so we put our young people in front of real, tangible, working professionals who have longevity and make money in the industry. And so I think that it's important that they have that opportunity, and we let them have those touch points.
I want to go back to the idea with the neighborhood service organization, and that it's a group that serves a homeless and underserved population. What yes. has been the feedback from any of those people that you've worked with, some of the clients there? Have you had any reaction, any responses from those folks, that population at all?
The response that we get is a response that we have when we are there. They are in transition. And so what I love about that, and we've worked with Clay, Sheila Clay, who is she was the CEO and is now working under the mayor for the city of Detroit. But at that time, when we do that stuff, the response is amazing, right? People come down, they eat, and we play music and we kick it with them. There's not much follow up after that, but I can tell you that the people there are very grateful for what we do. And I make it a point to, we go through training. This is how important this is. We go through training to make sure we don't treat them any different than anybody else. And so we have food together. We kick it together. We talk about life together. And you'd be amazed at the lives that these folks have lived. Some of the smartest people on the globe you'll find here. And you know, people just fall on, they just fall on bad ills at times in life, right? It makes them no different than you or I. And so we treat them with a great deal of respect, and they are grateful. And we are grateful to be there and grateful to serve them. They are our fellow brothers and sisters, and we wish them well. And when we're there, we give our all to them. We leave them with food left over so they can take with them. And there's no judgment or anything at all, because our prayer is that they raise up and get back on their feet. Contributing citizens of society again.
Question for you too is when you talk about your career as a photographer and your passion really comes through. We can hear that. Why are photos powerful? What makes photography powerful?
Oh man, the power of the image. The image that speaks without words having to be said. Is an amazingly powerful thing. And it comes from not the camera, not the tool itself, but the person who is wielding it, right? It is a form of expression, right? I know a lot of photographers who don't express themselves well verbally, but you put them behind a lens and they can capture the gist of a community, a society, a situation, an area, it does a time, right? And it tells a story so strikingly well that when you look at it, it puts you in a place, in a mode, or in a mood, right? Imagery is amazing. It is the thing that we do, even when you hear words, right, of art. When you hear words of art, it creates an image in the mind. But what the photographer does is takes what they feel in their heart and they capture it through a lens. And when it is printed and hung on a wall or placed somewhere or put in a gallery, people are able to now feel what that artist was thinking. Photography is completely powerful.
I think about the career of Muhammad Ali and his defeat of Sonny Liston. And I've seen the footage of that. And the thing is, footage, it's not iconic, but the photo, the famous photo of him standing over Sonny Liston is a powerful, iconic image. And I think what that's the kind of thing that you're talking about. It becomes memorable, and it just, you see, you can look at that thing for an hour and just, it's amazing what you can gain from an image. Just one still frame says a lot.
It is. You know what? I have I've seen studies where people with Alzheimer's forget certain things, but images are blazed in their minds, right? One image can define a lifetime, right? And especially when you talk about Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston, that is our view of the greatest of all time.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? There are other photos. I mean, think about the image of that almost naked child in Vietnam as the soldiers are taking the streets there. And it just, certain things, they speak to a moment in history, a moment in our culture. And I think photography does that better than anybody, any other medium can do. So I understand why. What other opportunities has photography offered you in life?
Oh, man. Well, photography, it's my job. It's what I do for a living. But through it, I have been able to do some pretty cool things, right? So I've been able to travel the globe, travel the world. It has allowed me the opportunity to teach and inspire people. It's allowed me to talk about becoming more than just a photographer, right? The one thing I love about this is that in our industry, people love to learn photography. Novices, people of all colors, all walks, all faiths, it doesn't matter, right? And so what it has allowed me to do is to enter the door from a photography standpoint and start talking about photography, but end in a place that inspires people to do more for their own communities, right? To open their eyes and to see that photography is not just a thing to learn to make money, but it's a thing to learn that can actually serve people extremely well, using it as a gateway, man. That's probably the biggest thing that photography has done for me and helped me to do. It has opened up. I'm going to tell you this. People don't do business with just photographers. People do business with people that they like, right? And because I serve people well, companies have made it a point to do business with me because they say, Sean, we like you, right? So you have to be good at what you do by default. Your imagery has to be strong. Your knowledge base has to be strong. Your body of work has to be strong by default. But what makes people use me and hire me is the fact that I combine that skill set along with a personality that people trust, along with a service mind, along with I'm going to make sure I take care of you and hold your hand along the way, and that we are going to make everybody feel good while we go through this process.
Now, you also do some things regarding branding and that kind of thing. That's a real hot word right now. Kind of drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But, let's have the conversation regardless of my personal feelings. Let's talk about what you've done in regards to branding and how you've helped other people in that area.
Very cool. The way I launched my business, the way I grew my business was from branding, the word that, you know, kind of lights you up a little bit. When I started, my skill set wasn't the issue, right? I mentioned it before. Skill set wasn't the issue. The industry is all white, right? And so there was no client base built around me, right? I came up where I came up at, and so I set my pricing at what I thought I was worth. And the ultimate answer was, Sean, why should we use you? Right? My stuff was strong, but why should we use you? I can go to this photographer over here who's been in business for years, right, and do this. So the answer to my problem became branding. It wasn't my skill set. It was how people perceived me. So I had to work on that, right? And the reason that I have been able to do the things that I've been able to do, get the business that I have been able to get, is because I have presented myself in a certain light, and I've made sure that I presented myself as a guy who solves problems. And that is how you present yourself. That is, in a sense, branding. So with Brand Camp University, great guy named Hodge Flemings, who is the head of Brand Camp University and Rebrand Cities, we had the opportunity to work with WordPress.com. And I had a chance to go around the nation and photograph small businesses all over the nation for those that didn't have websites. And we partnered with WordPress.com, and that was a big deal. I was also the official photographer for Motor City Match, which was the mayor's program for funding small businesses and for getting small business owners, building owners, right, matching them up so that business could take place in the city of Detroit. It was my job to photograph all of the winners, right? So I was the official photographer for Motor City Match. All of that is a part of getting that stuff helped with my branding, right? And vice versa. And so I'm kind of known as the small business photographer of Detroit, right? And that is a brand. So when you serve people well, when you take care of people, when you solve problems well, it becomes your reputation, and your reputation is your brand.
Right. And I wanted to get to that. And I didn't want to preach, so I wanted you to say it. And I think reputation, I think for anyone that wants to create a brand or to fix their brand, they have to understand that your brand is built around your reputation. It's what people say about you, think about you when you're not there. So how do we, you talked about some of the things that for you personally, but if you're coaching someone, what are you telling them to get their brand, to polish their brand?
I don't talk about brand. I talk about doing the work. You have to be authentic. It has to be real, right? That's the one thing. The one thing that I hate about maybe this word brand is that people make stuff up, right? It becomes inauthentic. And so they believe that they have to make this reputation, or they have to create this image of themselves, when really the image that should be created of you is the work that you actually do. And so my brand is built around taking care of the client, serving them extremely well, work being extremely strong, customer service being extremely strong, meaning that when stuff happens, and stuff happens from time to time, make sure you take care of your client, right? Always stay learning, stay in a place of education. So my advice to people is quit trying to be something and be it. And being it is a process. It takes time. But you got to be the real deal. You have to be authentic and be what it is you want people to think about you. And they will think that about you.
You can't pursue an image of yourself. You've got to, like you said, it's got to be authentic. You've got to be that. You can't fake that.
If you create the image, there's no foundation to it. And you can't sustain it. You can't sustain it long term because it's not who you are. Your brand is who you are. It's what you do day in, day out. Good days, bad days, when you don't feel good. It is what you think about, what you eat, what you dream, what you see, what you say, what you do. Do it. And people have they have this aversion to work ethic. And that's really what it is. Brands are built over time.
Right. You can't pretend, you can't fool people into believing you have a skill set or that you are something that you aren't. And I think a lot of the conversations we hear about branding, I think indirectly they're kind of telling people that they can assume a certain posture, but you can't. You have to be that. And if you're going to be successful, you're going to have to travel that way. You can't fake it. You can't fool people. And I think it's a mistake to try to do that. When you approach work, is it the lighting? Is it the composition? What's your strength? And then where do you attack an opportunity to take a photograph? How do you see it?
I always, first and foremost, my style is varied. And so what I mean by that is I always approach photography from the standpoint of how will it best serve the customer? And then how do I apply my style to serve the customer's end result? I think what makes me different is that I consult with every client, right? And we hold their hand and we have a conversation and we make them do some homework. Most of the stuff that they haven't thought about. And so people will say, well, Sean, I want you to take my photograph, for example, a headshot. And then my question to them becomes, okay, how do you want the public to perceive you? That's a question that they haven't heard before. And it leads us down a path of creating, right? Do you want to have on a gray suit or a blue suit? Is your hair long or is it short? Do you want to be perceived as a rock star or as an astute professional? And once you get the answers to these questions, then it determines how we set up for a particular session. It determines whether we do dramatic lighting or high key lighting, whether we're outdoors or indoors, right? Whether it's a fresh look or a very stern, very dramatic, 3-to-1, you know, ratio type of look. And so I believe my strength is in the actual consultation of the client. And the reason they keep coming back is because people feel well served and they actually become the art director of their own session.
That's amazing. And I think if I was coaching someone, first they'd have to be skilled and educated enough to be able to pull that off. But I think in an ideal sense, what you said there is probably the proper way and in my mind, the only way to really approach it. I just think that you have to be at this for a long time. You've got to serve people. You've got to put your clients first. And I think a lot of people forget that. It's not about you. It's about the people that you're serving, that you're taking care of.
Absolutely. I told somebody one time, it's not that there's not money out there. It's that we have to be creative in how we solve problems to get it, right? People pay for their problems to be solved. Well, how do you solve their problems? Find out what they are and then creatively find a way to solve them and serve them.
That's a great statement. I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Sean, I really enjoy your energy, your enthusiasm, your sense of community, and your passion for education. I think those things are really hallmarks of a great person, a great photographer. And I really appreciate you being on Open Source with us today.
Man, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate you all. Thank you, man. This has been awesome.
Thank you. Our guest has been Sean Lee, photographer, entrepreneur, just all around genius in terms of creating images and creating and sustaining a brand. Everyone, if you like the show, rate the show, share the show, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you. Open Source with Tony Motley is a production of Duet Digital Media and McLaughlin Media.